We're bringing Joe Fisher, voice of the Vanderbilt Commodores, for our daily visit.
A genius in his own right.
That's right. You can throw anything at him, and he rolls with it, too.
A genius in his own mind, yes, sir.
All right. Well, last night, Game 5 of the World Series, David Price got up and warmed up a couple of times, but never made his way into the game. Heard Joe Maddon say after the game that...
No, he pitched.
He pitched in the eighth.
He did pitch?
Yeah,
yes.
Pitched in the eighth.
Okay.
But he wasn't
there to start when they came back in the sixth inning, I guess. It was one of the questions we had.
I was a little bit surprised. I thought that was the ideal opportunity to hand David the ball in the sixth, and knowing that he's got a background where he can pitch multiple innings, you know, and he's been so effective, that I think maybe the batter spot for Tampa was in the fourth spot in the seventh inning.
Right.
And that might have had something to do with it. But, you know, that's one of those things that in hindsight, Maddon might say, you know, maybe I would have been better served to do it the other way. But I'm not going to question him. He's had a remarkable year and made some great decisions. You know, let's face it, bringing Price in game seven, you know, the ALCS in that situation was a pretty gutsy move. And it showed a lot of confidence in a young pitcher, but that's one of those that if it had not worked, you know, he would have probably caught a lot of flack for it because of bringing in a young guy in such a situation. So I'm not going to question it, but I was a little surprised by it.
And, Joe, if you look, obviously David Price is – he's not flying under the radar anymore. Everyone knows about him, and everyone understands, you know, how big his star will be. But it'll be interesting, another challenge for him to go, you know, maybe have some appearances and, you know, get some attention this mm-hmm. offseason, but yet have to go in this spring training and understand probably he's going to be a full-time starter, and that's going to be an adjustment no matter how good he is.
Yeah, I think that's going to be a big change for him going to the spring and walking in expecting to be in their starting rotation, and I believe they expect it as well. You know, they had some injuries in their bullpen that forced them to shuffle some things around. They had a pretty good bullpen anyway. So they add David as a quality starter, and I think they're very excited about the future for him and for the team. And you're right, David's going to have to – he's never been one that I've seen ever have any problem accepting, you know, even his final year at Vanderbilt, accepting the role as a Friday night starter. You know, that's a huge responsibility for a collegiate pitcher to realize you're the guy that's going to open our series every week. You're the guy that's got to get this series off to a good start. And, of course – you know, he won every Friday night start his last year. So I won't be surprised at all that he'll handle it very well.
Okay, I have a confession to make here. I fell asleep and missed the bottom of the eighth inning.
I understand
that. It's all right. You're allowed.
Because I saw him warm up twice in the seventh, and then I figured, well, I guess they never put him in there.
Well, I have to admit, when you said he didn't get in, I said, wait a minute. I would have sworn I saw him pitch last night.
I woke up in time to see the top of the
clone. Joe, on another subject, upon further review, Matt Frege did not make the Milwaukee Bucks.
Right.
He was the last cut.
Yep.
Ouch. Yeah, he thought he made it.
Thought he did. I think we all thought he did, and he thought he did. So that's another disappointment, unfortunately, for him. He's been so close so many times to – and I know they really liked him. I don't know what it comes – sometimes in that situation it comes down to they need – you know, one more guard instead of one more forward or whatever the case may be. So I know he's very disappointed, but I imagine he'll keep working at it and see if he can land somewhere else.
Probably go the ABA or the NBA Developmental League,
right.
I guess he might go. Other thing, too, nice words by Eric Berry about DJ Moore.
Yeah, they really were. Of course, Eric Berry is what an impressive player he is. And you know, maybe he may be one of the best, if not the best, in the conference. And to have recognized and noticed DJ Moore, that's pretty special for DJ. I'm sure he'll appreciate it. I like the comment he made about, you know, he doesn't do a lot of talking on the field. You know, DJ will say a little bit now and then, but he's usually pretty good at keeping it under wraps. You know, he's not one of those guys that, you know, runs his mouth after every, you know, tackle for a 6-yard gain. You know, those are the ones I've never understood. So it's good to see DJ, you know, recognized around the league. It's deserved.
Joe, thanks as always. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, see you tomorrow.